Why is it critical to know how much snow is in the snowpack in the West?
Snow in the Western U.S. is 75% to 80% of our water supply. Knowing how much is up there really lets us know how much is going to be available later in the season.
Water managers track runoff forecasts so they know how much to divvy out to uses like power generation and municipal water agricultural uses. How do they currently get this information, and how does the project you're working on improve those forecasts?
Currently, we rely on a network of snow stations and manual measurements in the mountains that weigh the amount of water that's at specific locations. Those locations are pretty widely spread over the mountainous West and have a pretty long record, so we're able to look at conditions that have existed in the past and compare them to the current year and issue a statistical forecast based on that. As the climate warms and as we get stranger storm patterns, we start to deviate from the conditions that existed in the past. And it's really helpful to know the extent of snow and the amount of snow throughout the river basin rather than just at certain index locations. The Airborne Snow Observatory that we spun up last year tries to do exactly that. We map snow depth throughout entire river basins from an aircraft using a laser scanner, and thereby provide basin-wide maps of the amount of snow that exists across the basin.
So you mentioned things like lasers, and you know, it sounds really fascinating. How do you gather this data, and what variables are you gathering?
It's pretty high tech, and it's definitely gee whiz. We're using a laser scanner or a LIDAR system. What that system does is it emits or shoots laser pulses at a very high rate as it scans across the landscape, and it measures the time of flight for that laser pulse to go from the instrument, hit the ground, and come back up. And from that, we can measure the range to the target, and using GPS systems can very precisely geolocate each measurement. So we end up with a very high resolution on the order of a meter spacing, a very high resolution map of surface elevation across the landscape. We do that once in the summer when there's no snow, and again in the wintertime when there is snow, and we can subtract those two elevation maps and get a map of snow depth across the landscape.
And where has this been done so far?
This past water year, 2013, we had two demonstration locations. One was the Uncompahgre River in the San Juans, and the Tuolumne River draining the north part of Yosemite National Park in the Sierra Nevada. The Tuolumne is the water supply for the city of San Francisco, so it had direct operational relevance there.
What have you heard from water managers? I mean, this could impact their bottom line.
It absolutely could. With the current operational paradigm, at some point in the season, as the snowmelt proceeds up the hill, all of the measurement stations melt out. All the snow is gone. But there's still quite a bit of snow left up in the mountains. So our system actually continues to map how much snow is up there and provide real-time or near-real-time information to water managers, allowing them to fine-tune their operations and balance competing needs of water supply, hydropower, and ecological needs.
Jeff Deems is a research scientist at the University of Colorado Boulder. He'll give a presentation at the ACES Hallam Lake location tonight at 7 o'clock. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks so much.